Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Every fall, artists up and down the North Shore open their studio doors to the public in the Crossing Borders Studio Tour. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to include this exciting annual arts event in the Fall Radio Gallery Studio Tour series. All fall, Radio Gallery is connecting you to Minnesota artists in their own spaces at shows, galleries, studios, where they live and work and make their livelihood. The Crossing Borders Studio Tour starts in Duluth and can take you all the way up the shore to Grand Marais, open from September 28th through October 7th. The combination of North Shore fall colors and friendly artist visits can make for a relaxing Lake Superior drive. The artists appreciate all the visitors this tour brings. They've prepared and cleaned and organized their best work for sale. And then they get to have conversations and gain feedback on their work that they usually don't get, working quietly in their isolated northern home. We revisited interviews with a couple of longtime participants in the studio tour.
Mike Tonder, and my medium is kiln-formed glass. I was one of the folks that started the original tour. The idea was that we knew that there was a lot of people going up and down Highway 61 in the fall, and it was a good time to, you know, present your work. So we just started putting our heads together, trying to figure out how we could do it. And it's a free tour. There's a lot of opportunities for people to sort of get a little bit of a peek inside our life. People will ask, well, how long does it take to make this little bowl? And the sort of flippant answer is, well, about an hour and 20 years. Because it does take all that knowledge you've gained over the years to have the skills and have the vision to say, if I do this, this is what's going to happen, and I can control it and direct it towards this piece.
My name is Lee Ross, and I collaborate with my husband, Dan Ross, and we are sculptors. We do stone and clay sculpture, and I also do monoprints. A lot of our shapes and designs, they come from the North Shore and looking at stones, and so we also do stone sculptures. You know, it is the one chance a year to go to a lot of these artist places. Our stop, pull down down into our driveway off of Highway 61, and it's very forested, and you walk down a wood boardwalk and stairway where we have a sculpture walk. We'll have sculpture columns. With column will have maybe an owl on it, and then another column with a raven on it, and some stone sculptures out in a little courtyard area. And then you get down to our house, and you come into our house, and you can then see the lake. We're right on Lake Superior. You get a chance to see how, you know, an artist lives and, you know, what they surround themselves with and setting. And so you get to see the inspiration. There are 8 stops, 22 artists. There's pottery, wood, glass, jewelry, printmaking, stone and clay, sculpture, weaving, metal, leather, beadwork. You know, so it runs the gamut, and it's just a great opportunity to step up the path and enjoy the hospitality of the artist.
Studios are open from September 28th through October 7th for the 2012 Crossing Borders Studio Tour. For a map, a preview of the artists involved in Crossing Borders, and more information about the studio tour, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts and Radio Gallery. All fall, we bring you Minnesota artists from their studios, opening receptions, or gallery exhibits. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. You can also subscribe to the podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. Send your questions or comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.